Welcome back. This is Chris Steiner on Liberation Station Radio Show, second hour on October 23rd, 2022. Your calls are welcome at 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252 and toll free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'm going to now start out my presentation, which will be video as well. Unfortunately, it's not streaming live, as I mentioned in the first hour on Facebook. It was interrupted without explanation. So this will be posted with the titles of the articles and the video that will play up on the screen to show you exactly what from what I'm reading here. This is a compilation I made, as I mentioned, to confirm that it's either negligence or malice that Fauci, Walensky, Biden, Francis Collins, and whoever else in government betrayed their fiduciary responsibility to the public trust, and so much more, I would say, accomplices to murder for this. They were either acting in malice or in negligence, but in Fauci's case, I'm pretty sure it's pretty easy to demonstrate that it was malice, but with the video clip that we'll play here, of him on the Chris Cuomo show, that was dated December 10th, 2020. So that's when it was posted on Facebook, the only place where I could find it on CNN Replay's page, facebook.com/CNN Replay. And he says, quote, "We're not sure at this point that the vaccine protects you against getting infected," end quote, on Chris Cuomo's show on CNN. And then he continues to say the opposite. So I just want to lay all this out here for folks to know that this has been such a scamdemic, plandemic, casedemic, whatever you'd like to, however you'd like to refer to it. And I'm so glad I've been keeping historical notes. This one I made public, and once I update it, I'll go post it over at the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. I need to fix it up a little bit, add to it, add to the fact that, as I mentioned in the first hour, that in October 1st, 2022, the European Union's COVID-19 response during the hearing of for the European Union's COVID-19 response, Pfizer's president of international developed markets, Jeanine Small, admitted that its vaccine had never been tested before its release to the general public on its ability to prevent the transmission of COVID when asked by a Dutch politician and current MEP, Member of Parliament Robert Roos. And play that clip at the start of the last show. You may have heard it, and or you may have heard of it if you've been listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. It's been big in the news. So, and I appreciate that the fact that a lot of these news sources have made it so maybe she's felt comfortable at the admission in order to, I don't know if she was, you know, forced to make the admission or if she's doing it because she thinks in psychopathic fashion that it'll increase their credibility. Let's get on with these references here. First, Sam, I'm going to get back to this one. I apologize that I just noticed it. Maybe we'll get back to this at the end. I want to make sure it's in this presentation here. So I'll just mention it to start with in just a moment as I work my computer. That this was the World Health Organization's, excuse me, folks, I'm moving around on my computer and it's moving so slowly. Give me just a couple of seconds here. Okay. So, Sam, I'll send you this clip and I don't know if you're able to cue it up. It'll be played just as soon as Sam can cue it up, but I'll just mention it here that the World Health Organization's chief scientist, Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, said, quote, "At the moment, I don't believe we have the evidence on any of the vaccines to be confident that it's going to prevent people from actually getting the infection and therefore being able to pass it on. And she said that December 28th, 2020, in a video conference. Sam, did you say you have that clip ready? If you do, go right ahead and please play it.
What we're learning now, and we continue to wait for more results from the vaccine trials, is to really understand if these vaccines, apart from preventing symptomatic disease and severe disease and deaths, whether they're also going to reduce infections or prevent people from getting infected with the virus, prevent them from passing it on or transmitting it to other people. At the moment, I don't believe we have the evidence on any of the vaccines to be confident that it's going to prevent people from actually getting the infection and therefore being able to pass it on. So I think till we know more, we need to assume that people who have been vaccinated also need to take the same precautions till there is a certain level of herd immunity, of course, that's been built in the population. So again, this is a dynamic and evolving field. And I think our understanding and our recommendations will change as we get more follow-up data from these trials.
No, I agree with Soumya's points there, and I think it's important that we also reflect on the main objective of the vaccine in the first rollout will be to prevent severe illness, to prevent deaths, to protect frontline health workers, and to protect the most vulnerable people in our society. And we would hope that that protection is offered to health workers and vulnerable people all around the world. So the first and primary objective is to decrease the impact that this disease is having on people's lives. And therefore, that will be a major step forward in bringing the world back to some kind of normal. The second phase is then looking at how will this vaccine affect transmission. And Soumya's right, we just don't know enough yet about length of protection and other things to be absolutely able to predict that. But I think we should be able to get good control of the virus. A decision then to move towards elimination or eradication of the virus requires a much higher degree of efficiency and effectiveness in a vaccination program and all of the other control measures. And we still don't know based on virus evolution, based on so many other things. The likely scenario is the virus will become, as David Heyman said previously, another endemic virus, a virus that will remain somewhat of a threat, but a very low-level threat in the context of an effective global vaccination program. It remains to be seen how well the vaccines are taken up, how close we get to a coverage level that might allow us the opportunity to go for elimination or eradication. We've seen this with polio, we've seen this with measles. Bruce and others online, Anna Maria and others have a lot of experience with measles and polio, may be able to speak about this. The existence of a vaccine, even at high efficacy, is no guarantee of eliminating or eradicating an infectious disease. That is a very high bar for us to be able to get over. First and foremost, we have to focus on saving lives, getting good control on this epidemic so our societies can return to normal, and then we will deal with the moonshot of potentially being able to eliminate or eradicate this virus. But at this point, based on the tools we have and the knowledge we have, that's impossible to say at this moment.
All right, that clip played a little longer than I expected. Sorry, Sam, I didn't tell you where to end it, but there you heard it from the World Health Organization that they knew back in December 28th, 2020, that there is no evidence that the COVID shots could prevent people from actually getting the infection. And this was fortunately covered in Sky News Australia, December 28th, 2020, and references the World Health Organization video. Next article is from the British Medical Journal. The associate editor, Peter Doshi, October 21st, 2020, he wrote in his article entitled COVID-19 Vaccine Trials Cannot Tell Us If They Will Save Lives, none of the trials underway currently underway are designed to detect a reduction in any serious outcomes, such as hospitalizations, intensive care use, or deaths, nor are the vaccines being studied to determine whether they can interrupt transmission of the virus, end quote. Peter Doshi wrote and mentioned this on the last show, as well as John Rappaport in his September 24th, 2020 article, COVID vaccine clinical trials doomed to fail, fatal design flaw. New York Times opinion piece exposes all three major clinical trials. And briefly, I'm going to show this up on the screen for those who are watching. First, the BMJ article I mentioned, then the John Rappaport's article I mentioned, New York Times article by Peter Doshi and Eric Topol. These coronavirus trials don't answer the one question we need to know. We may not find out whether the vaccines prevent moderate or severe cases of COVID-19. September 22nd, 2020. And next exhibit is the article by Peter Doshi at the British Medical Journal blog. He blogs Pfizer and Moderna's 95% effective vaccines. We need more details in the raw data January 4th, 2020. So we're going way back, folks, to as the COVID shots were being unleashed on humanity. And this is so well known, even by the likes of New York Times and Peter Doshi picking up his authorship. Then the next is the study, October 21st, 2020. Will COVID vaccines save lives? Current trials aren't designed to tell us. And that was, pardon me, folks, the second article, I think, from Peter Doshi, showing that up on screen as I accept the cookies and make it apparent up on the screen here. And let me adjust the camera here just a second here. Sorry, audience, bear with me in just a couple seconds. I want to make sure that folks can see that in this presentation, what I'm referring to, that this is actually written at the British Medical Journal and all these other sources there. Now, back to... I'm not even giving the excerpts on most of these. I'm just giving the citations, just the titles, so just to speed things up a bit. Next is no evidence COVID-19 vaccines will block spread of coronavirus by Marco Ciceres, the vaccine reaction, January 10th, 2021. And Marcos is a great author over at thevaccinereaction.com, and trying to get it to display on the screen here. Apparently I didn't cue that one up as I try to get my computer to cooperate. So I'll just click on it here at thevaccinereaction.org. That is, no evidence COVID-19 vaccines will block spread of coronavirus. And there we are, January 10th, 2021. And he's so well-researched. I'm just scrolling through it to show he has so many references, as always, on his articles. Next reference from the New York Times. Two companies say their vaccines are 95% effective. What does that mean? You might assume that 95 out of every 100 people vaccinated will be protected from COVID-19. But that's not how the math works, by Carl Zimmer, New York Times, November 20th, 2020, updated December 4th, 2020. And here it is up on screen, briefly. All right, getting back to the next reference, SARS-CoV-2 vaccination is the study's title, an ounce, actually much less, of prevention. It's an editorial by Eric J. Rubin, MD, PhD, and Dan L. Longo, MD, New England Journal of Medicine, December 31st, 2020. And a brief excerpt is, no existing vaccines have been shown to be effective against infection with any beta coronavirus, the family that includes SARS-CoV-2, which causes COVID-19. And not sure why this isn't queued up. I'm going to have to close down a couple windows and speed this up here, folks. But I just wanted to make sure it's on the video presentation here, and I'm being my own video producer as best I can. And all right, I'll just show this up on screen and get to the next reference from Public Health England, there we go, showing it up on screen from the New England Journal of Medicine. And next up, the next reference to Public Health England, you'll have to look up at archive.org because it has, it's been changed, of course. They update their guidance, and I'll read to you how he used to read at archive.org. But this is the title of their page at gov.uk is Public Health England's guidance, quote, guidance, what to expect after your COVID-19 vaccination. And this is as it was updated December 22nd, 2020. Quote, can you give COVID-19 to anyone if you have had the vaccine? The vaccine cannot give you COVID-19 infection, and a full course will reduce your chance of becoming seriously ill. We do not yet know whether it will stop you from catching and passing on the virus, but we do expect it to reduce this risk, end quote. Well, that's reassuring. Of course, everything in the news at the time was totally opposite. All right. Next reference is from NewScientist.com. Everything you need to know about the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine by Graham Lawton, December 3rd, 2020. That's up on screen. So get that out of the way. And an excerpt is, quote, does it stop people from catching and transmitting the virus? We still don't know. The trial was designed to test for symptomatic COVID-19 and confirmed infection with the virus. Assessing whether the vaccine prevents transmission, which is probably a prerequisite for attaining vaccine-induced herd immunity, is much harder. But Pfizer says it is carrying out more studies on this important question and will release more information soon. And next, WebMD, early vaccines will prevent symptoms, not virus, by Carolyn Christ, October 28th, 2020. And we'll get back, pick this up when we get back with these references that prove that they knew before the COVID shots were released, they were never studied to prevent transmission infection. It won't be long.
No, no, no. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with Veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Back, Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you. And we'll pick up where we left off after we take this call. Pat in Texas, good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Hi, Chris. Well, just listening to this, and it looks to me like since Biden has changed his mind on tuition reimbursement, since the universities were caught raising all their tuition rates, you know, if it's going to be free money. So it looks to me like the Comptroller of Death Commission down there in Atlanta, or up there in Atlanta, is actually working with the universities now, competing for the best biowarfare product, and they're testing it on us ignorant public. And 80% will do, because if it was 100%, nobody would take it. So it's just an 80% kill. So they want to get, they're working a war now, biowarfare. What it looks like.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Call it what
yeah,
you want to.
Around.
Yeah. I wonder what country is going to pay the most for it. We will sell it, you know. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I think the bigger problem is the COVID shots, the vaccine escape, or the immune escape, but the vaccine, because, you know, the leaky so-called vaccines is, and of course, I don't think that, I think of them as anti-immunity. So, if, you know, I'm pro-immunity, but since the COVID shots lower your immunity, I know that they make you more susceptible, lowering your immune system shot by shot, but, making more susceptible to COVID and everything else, though. I think that when they're, the bigger problem is that these are allowing so many strange variants to come out, like different scientists like Geert Vandenbosch, or different, he's a virologist, I'm sure you've heard of, who keeps warning about it and referring to studies. I just saw one, an interview with Dr. Paul Elias Alexander on his Substack, if anyone wants to check that out. Geert Vandenbosch talking about the immune escape that's going on due to these COVID shots. So, of course, the shot's killing people. That's another thing. But I think the shots are killing people more than any of the viruses out there, any of the germs
well,
out there.
Charlie Pride, he was put in the Country Music Hall of Fame, so he's there with a whole bunch of people, and they probably tested him about 8 times. So the tests were always negative, but he died of COVID because they probably gave it to him when they stuck that crappy thing up the nose.
Yeah, the PCR test dangling, you jam it in, you destroy your dangling olfactory nerves that make it harder to smell, so people end up blaming COVID, saying, I can't heal from COVID because I can't recover my sense of smell or taste because of COVID, when it was actually possibly a PCR test. And I was distracted because there's a remedy that I found lately for folks to improve their taste. I'm going to have to look that up in the future here, but it can be helpful for folks to get back their taste and their smell. So stay tuned, folks, and I'll get back to you on that. But is there anything else you'd like to add, Pat?
Well, it just looks like when that guy is trying to own Fort Worth right here, they call him a great philanthropist. He gave all his money to Planned Parenthood, so he got caught in 96, so he couldn't give it to him because everybody's watching him. So that's when Bill and Melinda Gates opened up their foundation, and they took his money, and they're sad about killing babies, and now everybody. Oh, but you know his daughter is going to medical school. Isn't that close enough to being a doctor?
Who is his daughter, you say?
Yeah, unless she's already out.
Oh, boy.
Well,
I don't know. Sometimes there are angels of mercy nurses and doctors as well. I'm sorry, I shouldn't cast aspersions on her. She's a separate person from her father, but
whose daughters are not separate from him. They're carrying on his legacy right over here in this country.
Never try to become a doctor if you knew any better, because if you cared anything about healing, you'd know how much they try to destroy your reputation and then take away your license if you even issue an exemption, you know, for COVID or any kind of shot. So that's what I worry with being put on the childhood schedule, that doctors will be afraid to issue exemptions. All right, Pat, if you want to hold on, if you had something more to add briefly, you can stay tuned and we'll be right back. When I was born.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's SusannahS, Secret.com. That's SusannahS, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own. You're everything that I am, I adore. It's the reason the life.
We're back now on the Liberation Station radio show. Alright, we're back now. Just thought I'd cut that bumper short. And Pat in Texas, are you still on the line?
I throw this in. It is Sunday, and people are at church. So I think what we need to do is start quoting the Bible and say things like, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But meanwhile, stay away from them, you know, and read all the other buts in the Bible, you know, but God, and encourage ourselves and Psalm 91 and everything, and until we don't feel so depressed that everybody else wants to go and be ignorant and sad. I mean, you know, I'll probably blame myself for not letting them know, but I've tried my best. This thing was predicted in a book by Gary Kaa, and he went all over the world and he heard them talking about it, but he worked for the government in Indiana, but he didn't say anything because then they'd shut up and he couldn't learn it. And he wrote the books in 99, Becoming One World Religion, and the I forgot the other one. He wrote two more, I think. So
Hope for the World. Hope for the World is the other. Hope for the World. His name rings a bell. I remember hearing about him.
I don't think
think it comes down to helping folks feel deserving, knowing that they should feel entitled to the truth and the best, the highest quality food and goods and services, and that we should be able to live like kings and queens and be able to have, you know, use our imagination in order to keep inspired. Yeah. And that's what keeps me going is that I know that there's so many good people with whom to associate, so many people that do feel so deserving, and gravitate towards them. I'll try to also get myself out of the comfort zone sometimes and mingle among the homeless.
I was trained in medicine.
Get a new perspective.
I was trained in medicine, and I let it influence me too much, seeing that there's a lot of good to medicine, you know, but you can't trust the doctors. I mean, you know, a patient saved is income lost, or a patient healed is income lost. And, you know, what the Bible says, the love of money is the root of all evil. So all evil is upon us, I guess. We put we worship that caduceus, which is not really the caduceus from Moses in the Bible. That one was just one snake on a cross. It wasn't any wings on the thing. So we're all to blame.
The caduceus is different, you're saying? I'm just doing a quick image search. Moses' caduceus is different?
Yes, it's different. When they were getting bit by snakes and dying, and he stuck his cross in the ground. Well, you know, of course, seeing Jesus, and they had one snake wrapped around it. You know, a dead one, I guess. And so the point was, and they look on that. I guess they were looking at the cross in a way, and they were healed. But now medicine took that, they stole that, and it has little wings on it. I need to look up what those wings mean. But anyway, I had to laugh because...
The reason I'm interested in this topic is because, I've always thought of the caduceus, has been explained to me anyway, that the snakes are an animal that's they're centered in their spine, and you know, because of course they have no limbs. So that's the idea behind the focusing on your pranic nerve to be able to be a conduit for the Holy Spirit, or prana, or chi, or orgone, whatever you want to call it. But I think the wings at the top are spiritual enlightenment and reaching towards God. Though I wanted to throw that out there briefly, because I think, you know, a lot of people say, well, there's snakes and they're reptiles and they're creepy. I agree with that. Who would want one in your doctor's office? I understand. You know, you wouldn't bring a snake into a doctor's office. But I think that, it's symbolic of the energy that goes up the spine. That's why there are two snakes. It's like they're it's a double helix that's swirling around like a vortex going up the spine. And I'm speaking from experience. So that's why there are two snakes. And I've seen different variations with one snake. Is that the one that Moses used, with just one snake on a pole?
That's the way they show in pictures when you look it up in biblical things.
Okay.
But
all right,
I probably knew what the wings was supposed to be for, but I forgot. I just thought I'd throw that in, you know, that I guess that's what it is. The doctor will tell you, if you don't believe I can help you, I can't. Well, what are you saying? You worshiping him. Because he ought to be able to do it. Huh?
I'm sorry, you were muffled. What was that?
I said, when the doctor will tell you that if you don't believe that I can help you, then I probably can't. That shows right there it's a religion. That's what they used to say.
Well, I mean, you know, that's applicable even with spiritual or physical healing. The placebo effect is implemented in every kind of study, and you know, there's no steadfast rule. As I think, it is helpful, conducive to believe that you can be healed to healing. Though, you know, they're doubting Thomas's that God will heal, change their minds, and then they're on the opposite end, there's the lady who touched the hem of Christ's robe and drained his energy temporarily. He wasn't expecting it, but he said, your faith has healed you. So because, you know, that at that point, because she was expecting to draw his energy, apparently, that he had to recuperate it. And then he gave her the credit, which credit is due to the God in her, you know, the God in him, reaching the God in her to help her out. So there's both ends. I've seen those who need faith and those who don't. And sometimes God just wants to prove that he's healing them, miraculously, to prove his existence, I think. And And I've seen cases like that, spontaneous healings. Well, of course, there are those who relapse because they get into their old bad habits again. But, you know, at least they got the experience of what it feels like to be healthier.
Well, I guess with all the poor people who have lost people, and not just from COVID, from the fact that they'll treat you for COVID and not give you your real you your real medicine and put a mask on you in a nursing home and kill you.
So, yeah, well, get those medical directives like at Dr. Artis's, drartisshow.com. Dr. Brian Artis has some good medical directives before you ever have a need to go in the hospital, of things that you don't want and things that you do. And, you know, if you don't want tubes in you, you can put that in there.
When you want your medical records, they'll say we can't give them to you. It's shut down. We're just understaffed.
From all the COVID sorts of problems.
But they couldn't even prove.
I appreciate your call. I got to get back to the presentation here. But I understand that we got to stay out of the clutches of the medical system. If they get a hold of us, it's often our own fault. Unless it's some acute trauma, it's often because of our own lifestyle choices. So, yeah, stay out of their clutches. You know, they might pump you full of some of that COVID tainted blood. Who knows what else? Plasma. I appreciate your call, Pat. You take care. And, all right, Pat. I guess she's dropped off the line then. Thanks, Pat. And we'll get back to where I left off before we took the call on these different references that I've compiled of how they knew that the COVID shots would not prevent transmission or infection. And I left off with early vaccines will prevent symptoms, not virus, by Carolyn Crist in WebMD.com, October 28th, 2020. And I'm getting it thrown back up on the video screen here behind me. And let me adjust the camera in a couple more seconds here. Oh, I've been, All right. And the next reference after that to pick up is, if I can get Skype to disappear, there we go. Pfizer's CEO, not certain COVID shot prevents transmission. Pfizer CEO admits he's not certain, quote unquote, not certain, their COVID-19 shot will prevent vaccinated people from spreading the virus as the firm cuts the number of doses it will ship this year. And I'm trying to get the ad to disappear on the screen, folks. This is difficult. So just going to go forward. This is December 4th, 2020. By an article by Natalie Rahal and published in the Daily Mail. Let me, pardon me, folks, get back to my script. And now next reference is Moderna coronavirus vaccine may not stop transmission, admits chief scientists. Chief scientist. Moderna's new coronavirus vaccine will prevent those who take it from contracting the disease, but might not stop those same individuals from spreading the virus to others. By Brian McLennan, Daily Express, November 25th, 2020. Show that up on the screen. Next reference. COVID-19 vaccines may not prevent nasal SARS-CoV-2 infection and asymptomatic transmission. And is published in the Otolaryngological Head and Neck Surgery, December 15th, 2020. There it is up on screen. And the next reference is my best work. There we go. This Australia's initial vaccine rollout unlikely to stop COVID transmission, study finds. Interim results from vaccine trials are promising, but protection may be temporary and long-term side effects are unknown. New review says, by Melissa Davey, The Guardian, December 14th, 2020. And Sam, if you have next reference is going to be this audio clip, if you have that ready to play, clip number four. If you have that ready, just let me know. If you want to go ahead and play it, I'm ready for you.
Because you could get infected. We're not sure at this point that the vaccine protects you against getting infected. We know for sure it's very, very good, 94-95% in protecting you against clinically recognizable disease, and almost 100% in protecting you for severe disease. But until you have virus that is so low in society, we as a nation need to continue to wear the mask, to keep the physical distance, to avoid crowds. We're not through with this just because we're starting a vaccine program. Even though you, as an individual, might have gotten vaccinated, it is not over by any means. We still have a long way to go, and we've got to get as many people as possible vaccinated, of all groups.
What does that take? When are we fully vaccinated?
All right, let's stop it right
there. Well, the projection that...
All right, so you heard it from Fauci. Not sure at this point that the vaccines protects you against getting infected. This was posted, as I mentioned earlier, this is posted December 10th, 2020. And, of course, Fauci flip-flopped since then. Next is from the Wall Street Journal, December 31st, 2020. COVID-19 vaccine study on preventing transmission is stalled. Researchers seeking to assess whether Moderna's shot can prevent person-to-person spread on college campuses say they couldn't get federal funding. Yeah, sure, right. Okay, they couldn't get federal funding. I highly doubt that. You know, because pharma is the most profitable industry, it was funded, these COVID shots funded through Operation Warp Speed up until, as you heard in the first hour, up until recently, the Jackson Report, without having to pay or repay the investment profit sharing, which is fascism. So it's by far the largest lobby and according to this article, they did not proceed with testing on prevention or viral transmission because federal funding was lacking. The time to experiment on college students before the end of their semester and university healthcare workers to help conduct experiments. These three lame excuses are given as if one wasn't enough, though they want to be taken seriously and just cannot seem to be able to experiment to find if prevents transmission, according to the Wall Street Journal, according to the reporting of the Wall Street Journal, reporting Moderna's official story. And these psychopaths just, they don't voluntarily accept responsibility. So because pharma can't admit the COVID shots were not designed to stop viral transmission, hospitalizations, intensive care use, or deaths. And they couldn't do it until recently. So thanks to Pfizer, but we'll see if other pharma companies like Moderna follow suit. This article, well, I'll finish up with this article. This is, we're getting towards the end of this presentation. And try to squeeze in some news if we can, or your calls are welcome here when we get back on Liberation Station Radio Show. Stay tuned.
I got no castle to defend or attack, but still I see. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
OPEC Plus is expected to announce a cut in oil production today. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The oil producers cartel of OPEC Plus is meeting today and is expected to announce the largest cut in oil production since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Some are forecasting a cut of 1 million barrels a day. That would obviously raise the price of oil and in turn the cost of gasoline. And clearly, a steep increase in gas prices this close to election time would be a disaster for the Democrats. So the Biden administration has launched a full-scale pressure campaign hoping to stop the production reduction. Remember when America was energy independent and a net exporter of energy? Ah, the good old days. If only Biden had not attacked American oil producers, stopped pipelines, and ended leases, and drained the nation's strategic oil reserves. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Few minutes of Liberation Station radio show, and just going to finish up here, the icing on this presentation of those references, icing on the cake here of all those references that show that they knew that the COVID shots were never studied for whether they could prevent transmission or infection, only for mild symptoms, not for hospitalizations, deaths, or intensive care unit admission. The article up on the screen to which I was referring last is from the Wall Street Journal. COVID-19 vaccine study on preventing transmission is stalled. Researchers seeking to assess whether Moderna's shot can prevent person-to-person spread on college campuses say they couldn't get federal funding. And that was December 31st, 2020 by Pierre Loftus. Now, this article... Pardon me, folks. Lost my spot here. Give me 1 second here. This article says that only being prevented are, quote, symptoms like cough and fever, including in severe cases, end quote, which claims are exclusively, these are just pharma PR claims, and they're not independently investigated, of course. at that point in time. Preventing cough and fever, no matter how severe, does not make a vaccine. The article gives no reference supporting the claim that severe cough and fever might be prevented. Per CDC statistics, for students' age groups, the COVID-19 survival rate is from 99.997 for ages 0 to 19, or ages 20 to 49 are 99.98% survival rate. The article portrays pharma's pretense of dismay with the pretext of logistical restraint for experimentation on young people who are nearly invisible to COVID-19. Lastly, the article reads, quote, Moderna and Pfizer are planning to conduct their own evaluations of whether their vaccines prevent asymptomatic COVID-19 cases and viral transmission, end quote. And of course, as you probably know, asymptomatic transmission is very rare as to be statistically insignificant as to whether it's known to even exist. Next, I want to, as promised, now that we finished up that presentation, get on to this study that I want to, that I mentioned our tease at the first hour, autopsy, histopathological cardiac findings in two adolescents following the second COVID-19 vaccine dose, published in the Archives of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine. Let me go right over my notes so I can read rather than trying to read off of the screen here. From February 14th, 2022, but it was published August 2022 in that journal. And well, we don't have the time here to say, but it actually gives credit to the COVID shots for the myocarditis. And that's a very rare occurrence to see in the study. Well, thanks for tuning in, Liberation Station Radio Show. The site is theliberationstation.com. We'll be back next Sunday, as always, 10 a.m. to noon Central, 11 a.m. to 1 Eastern. I'm Chris Steiner. Until next time, all, take great care.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.